You're listening to Camilla with Mismatch, and I just want to welcome Alison and Mark from Stormfront Productions. How are you today?
We're good, Camilla. How are you?
Not too bad. Like I said, getting back into the practice of doing interviewing. I haven't done it for a while.
Well, thanks so much for having us on. It's a real thrill to chat to you.
Excellent. I'm glad that you're chancing it coming back. Actually, I just want to ask you or remind you, remember there was a couple of young, you had a Shakira Leah and a Jaylee Daniels, and I interviewed those two young ladies.
Absolutely. They were part of our Whyalla Recording Scholarship. It was a program that we've been running here in Whyalla over the last few years where we take young people who are singers and songwriters and mentor them through the whole project of releasing their first debut single. And so those young girls have done really well with their debut singles and went on to record more singles after that.
Yes, it's wonderful. And I did download one from AMRAP. I'm not sure which lady it was, that young lady that was. I think it might have been Shakira. I'm not sure. She might have put one up on there. But I thought it was a wonderful initiative and a great way to give back to the community and give some great experience to young people today. And I guess that's what's been keeping you so busy, is because you are Stormfront Productions as well as artists as well, musical artists.
Yeah, it is an interesting one. We never really planned, in thinking about the album that's now coming out into the blue, we never really planned to have our own music take that back seat. But like you said, we've just been so busy, and we really do love and will continue to support all these young kids. And in recent times, we've even extended what we do. We've picked up work, so we're teaching kids through School of the Air out of Port Augusta, and that's just amazing, working with such an iconic institution. But yeah, I think it's interesting to see how it's all come together for us now, because we're somehow or other back on that highway as artists.
Oh, that's great. I guess, too, you probably by now have a few people to help you out in the business to free up some of your time.
Well, we actually wish we did. Stormfront Productions is Mark and Alison. We say we're a one-stop music shop, and we do everything. So if we're recording, we're producing and editing and mixing and mastering. And if we're pulling together the artwork for the albums, we're taking the photos and doing all of that as well.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just being hopeful there for you, so that you can spend more time doing your work, your musical work. That is.
Yep. And it's great fun. I mean, it is hard work. It's a lot of hours, but it's also really rewarding. And what we found with the latest album, Out Into the Blue, is that we've actually really enjoyed that creative process. Rather than, you know, when you're first starting out and you're feeling really nervous about the end product and everything's sort of working to a deadline, this time we kind of had started with the idea of releasing a single and testing those recording waters again. And
yes,
then when we went to the studio, we found that the single kind of became an EP, and then we started writing more music. And next thing you know, we had an album on our hands, and we're really excited to be launching it to the world.
I think that is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And I'm not, maybe has COVID given you more time too to get that album together?
Yeah, and I, you know, as we've got back on the horse, we've been talking to a lot of other artists, and obviously we're a little bit older now than we were last time we recorded, but there's a lot of kids that have come along and a lot of people in between, a lot of people from our generation who are still out there on the road, and I think all of us are telling exactly that story. I guess for all of us, whether we were musicians or we worked at a local council, whatever our jobs were, I don't think any of us saw it coming, did we? It just kind of hit, and then before we knew it, the world stopped, and it really is only this last 6 to 12 months things are starting to feel like maybe they're getting back to normal, hey?
True. I think it's caught us off guard a bit, because I know here at the station we were just sort of cruising along, doing what we had to do, keeping people out, not letting people in very much at all, and trying to keep the station safe so that we wouldn't get shut down. That was our main focus, I think. But, yeah, slowly we've come out and thinking, maybe we should do something now. Like, we don't have to be tied into indoors anymore. Get out there and see the community a lot more. And it's taking us a little while. I think we're a bit slow off the mark.
Yeah, we're sort of seeing the same thing. A lot of the bigger festivals, as far as country music, which is where a lot of our music lies, on the East Coast, those big festivals are kind of up and running again, but a lot of the smaller grassroots ones are still a bit tentative. And I think because they did suffer, people weren't going out, people weren't spending those dollars. So we're still going to see the flow-on effect for quite a while. But for us, it did give us that downtime to get into the studio and to record that album.
Now, I will play it, but I thought I'd play it towards the end of our interview. I did a little bit of reading, as you sent on to me and passed on some information. I know that obviously health has also played a big part in changing the style of your mark.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely my question, isn't it?
It is, yes.
We'd already started along that path here in Whyalla on the edge of the outback, as we call it, with the kids and the music tuition as well as performing ourselves. And then circa 2008, I'm a type 1 diabetic. I had a gigantic seizure in my sleep, fractured my spine badly, and it really took us out of action because for maybe 4 years or so, the idea of standing up or travelling too much or playing gigs, we had to set up a PA system and lights. It really just overnight was off the cards for us. So I guess for those people who do remember us from 15, 20 years ago when we were last recording music, if they're wondering where did we disappear off to here on the edge of the outback,
yeah,
it was certainly a large portion of that middle period was that. And because we were kind of housebound through my injuries, we had to really up the music tuition services and really rely on that to keep our business running. And I guess somewhere along the way, we just didn't play and sing as much as we did. But as Ali said before, COVID, in a good kind of a way, gave us the chance to do that. And we're just really loving being back on the horse.
Well, it gives you the choice now, doesn't it? It gives you an ability to say, okay, maybe we'll take a little bit of time away from the business and work more on the music and getting it out there and promoting it. And you do that well. I know by what you've been sending me and what you did for the young girls and all the information they sent to me, they felt professional already, if that's the right word to say.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. Yeah, we really work hard on ensuring that those young people that come through our door don't just settle, that they realise that they should expand their horizons. And no matter where you live, you should always give everything a red-hot go and always present yourself as well as you possibly can. And I think in this very much digital age, when everyone's just sort of releasing a single and then sort of that's all they worry about, we try and instill in those people just make sure that you present yourself professionally, make sure that you're out there engaging with your fans and promoting that music, because music is just so special. And it's, really special stories to tell. And so if we can spread the word and help those young people spread the word as well. And like you said, here we are now with our album,
yeah,
back on that course. And a lot of the music industry has changed since we last did this. But in another way, a lot of it is still the same. And we've been really enjoying engaging with people and a lot of people coming back and saying, hey, I remember you when I saw you in Mildura, or I saw you in Melbourne, I saw you in Brisbane. And so that's really special as well.
Oh, that is lovely, and it makes you feel good because you think, oh, they haven't forgotten us. We're still here, and now we're coming back. Now, of course, a great name for the album, Out of the Blue. it's appropriate for this time of coming out as such. And the songs, are they going to be varied? I know I've read a little bit, and I've played Lullaby, which I'll play at the end. Are there different genres throughout the album?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say it's. I think what I've heard my wife saying in media so far is it's an eclectic mix, Camilla. So everything on there, we've got like a rip roaring bluegrass song because we both love that form of music, and then we've got some fairly down the middle modern country songs. We've got some folk type things, some ballads, some up tempos. We've got the title track, Out Into the Blue, is, I guess it's almost like an Australian anthem. It's about, driving across the desert and spying out over that horizon with a sense of freedom. So we're really excited that over the next year or so, as we release part by part, everything on there, obviously anyone can grab a CD or a digital album now,
yes,
and uncover those secrets. But we've got lots of videos coming and lots more singles, so for us, it's at least another year or so of really driving hard and pushing song by song out into all those different markets. And when we get the bluegrass song out, it opens up a whole new world even to what the other songs will, because in America in particular, bluegrass is so huge as an industry, and there's just so many extra places beyond where Lullaby already has headed. We're just really excited for the year ahead, however hard a job that's going to be.
Oh, well, it sounds wonderful. Alison, I might ask you about your educator part of, I suppose, Stormfront Productions. And you won the 2021 Best Music Educator South Australian Award.
Yeah, the South Australian Music Award for Best Music Educator. And what a thrill that was. First of all, what a thrill just to be named a finalist out here in Whyalla doing what we do. And we really love being able to reach out and help these young people with their music education. And to be nominated as a finalist was really a thrill. And then when we went to Adelaide in order to go along to the awards, super excited to have my name read out. And I think we've touched on the Whyalla Recording Scholarship before, and as Mark mentioned earlier, we're now doing School of the Air. I think what may have appealed to the judges is just that outreach that we have across a wide range of music. We let the students learn through the music they love, and I think that that's part of the appeal of Stormfront Productions. We do everything from school band projects to one-on-one lessons. We will teach anyone of any age and any ability. We just think that if people want to have music in their life, then we want to help them. And so the award was kind of just icing on the cake for all of that, really.
Oh, that's wonderful. And it does. It makes you feel good. You feel like you've been acknowledged for what you're trying to do out there in the community. Do you teach musical instruments as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We teach in private lessons. We teach everything from ukulele and guitar to bass and piano. We offer songwriting and performance and recording and, of course, singing. We love teaching our young vocalists as well. And then when we run our school band programs, that's your typical concert band, which will have everything from woodwind to percussion to string sections. So we definitely dabble right across the board. And then, like we said, we can also branch out for those who are interested in doing audition preparation or recording or songwriting as well. So it's pretty varied what we do. I'm a bass player by trade, and Mark's an excellent finger-picking guitarist, and so you'll hear that on the album as well. And we just love working with young people who want to learn instruments too.
Do you mean you play all those other instruments that you mentioned?
Yep.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
If you have a look in our studio, we've got quite a few instruments hanging on the walls.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's no wonder that you're able to offer these services to young people and to schools, and obviously Music of the Year now. And you've had the opportunity to do your own album again, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's sort of the mid-2000s when we last each released our own solo album. We did release a charity single since that time, but this is actually, after nearly 20 years of being partners in music and business and life, we've actually finally released something together, including the lead single Lullaby, our first true duet together after all of these years.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's going to make me cry. Oh, dear. So you're available on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere else?
You'll find us on the internet. If you just search for Tempany Hands, you'll find us across pretty much all of the social networks. And then you'll also find us at our websites, which are alisonhands.com and marktempany.com. Or if you Google Out Into the Blue, I'm sure you'll find us there too.
Okay, oh, that's wonderful. All right, well, I want to thank you for making yourself available, yes, Alison and Mark, for this interview. I will play Lullaby in just a few moments. Yeah, thank you very much for talking to me today. Everything is so interesting. It's just so wonderful, and I look forward to seeing what goes on from now on for you, Mark and Alison.
Thank you so much, Camilla. We really appreciate your support. So thank you.
Okay, then. Bye for now.
Bye.